Would you like to be happy in your life? Certainly you do. Everyone wants to be happy, and we are all seeking happiness. Where can we find happiness? Why have we not found happiness yet, since we are always seeking it? Jesus wants us to know that we have not found happiness because we are seeking it in the wrong places. We are getting hurt because we are seeking happiness in areas that do not exist. Jesus wants you to know that whatever we think is what happens. If we do not understand happiness, we will never find it. If we think that we do not deserve happiness, then we will never find it. What do you think of yourself? Do you believe that you are a person worthy of all the happiness in the world? Beloved, do you believe that you are blessed and highly favored? The Lord has set you apart from other people. You have been chosen by the Most High to enjoy His abundant blessings and favors. You have been saved by the grace of God, hence you are His child. You do not just live, but God has placed the Holy Spirit in you who guards and protects you. Why then would you not be happy yet you have all the blessings and grace of God? Jesus wants you to make the decision to be happy because God is on your side. If there is no other reason for you to be happy, this is enough reason. Having God by your side is more than enough reason to be happy. The fact that God has chosen you, placed you in this universe, and given you the breath of life is a reason for you to be happy. The least you can do for God is to honor Him by being happy and grateful. Letting go of the past. Why are you beating yourself up for things that happened in the past, yet you do not live there anymore? Are you not aware that you have been saved by the grace of God, and your past has been erased? Jesus is informing you today that you cannot afford to focus on the past and let it rob your joy. No matter how much you have been hurt in the past, you cannot allow it to control your current life. Instead of that, thank God that He has kept you alive and choose to be happy. Do not make excuses that you are unhappy because of your painful past. You cannot make progress if you keep looking behind. Focus on what lies ahead so that you do not miss out on the grace and the blessings of God. No matter what you have faced in life, God wants you to be happy. Stop believing that you are unworthy of happiness, no matter what evils you have done in your past. You will never be happy if you keep thinking that you do not deserve it from your past mistakes. Jesus is assuring you that you are a child of God, and you deserve all good things that life has to offer. Adopting happy thoughts. Dear one, why are you always sad? Why do you keep on thinking about evil thoughts? Why do you keep on thinking about the worst case scenarios? Jesus wants you to speak blessings and life into your life. Begin to focus on the beautiful and positive things of life. For example, instead of complaining about your sickness, thank God for being alive. Instead of complaining that you have fallen, thank God for the strength to get up. Instead of complaining that your prayers have not been answered, begin to thank God for making His will known into your life, and thank Him for answering your prayers even when you are yet to receive a response. Begin to think of yourself as a successful person instead of a failure. Remember that God's grace is sufficient for you. Today, Jesus wants you to understand how each day is valuable. Your life on this planet is limited, thus you cannot afford to waste time. Life is very short, thus you cannot afford to be upset by the tiny things in your life. It's too short to hurt other people and ignore those around you. We are called to remember that we are just sojourners here, thus happiness is the state we should always be in to make our lives here worth and meaningful. Learning how to live. Are you living or just existing? We are reminded that we were created for a purpose, and each one of us has a mission to accomplish. We are not here by mistake, but God has handpicked each one of us and given us abilities, talents and gifts that ensure we will execute our missions accordingly. We should always be happy to be alive, because with each sunrise we enjoy is an indicator that God is not yet done with us. It shows that we still have responsibilities on this earth. Jesus wants us to learn how to live and not just exist. He calls upon us to enjoy the abundance of God's favor and walk in His grace. We should lead life with joy. Even the Bible tells us to rejoice at all times, and also assures that God's grace is sufficient for us. Top tip of the day. To be happy, Jesus wants us to let go of the past and forgive ourselves, regardless of the intensity of sins we have committed. He is reminding us that we are worthy of happiness and we deserve all good things, because we are children of God, and we have been saved by His grace. He also advises us to adopt happy thoughts each morning we get up, for that will determine how we lead our lives. Finally, we are reminded that we are on this planet for a limited time, thus we should cease existing and begin to live.